It's nice to have people so close. I'm not used to having people in the front row, so welcome, Nobles. Great to be spitting on you this morning. Could I have our picture up, Fred, please, if that's... When Ashani said that she'd like to put this photo together, I had no idea that it was going to be so helpful to help us reflect in these first few weeks back together. Today we start our annual focus on prayer and self-denial, the New Zealand Baptist Missionary Society appeal. And the theme for this year is Whiriwhiria te tangata, weaving the people. And I think this photo is a wonderful image that can be the foundation for us as we reflect on this idea of weaving the people, Whiriwhiria te tangata. There are three topics over the next 3 weeks that we'll be looking at, this morning being woven together, followed next week by mending the mess and concluding with the perfect picture. And when I think about the words woven together, I love how this picture represents that. We are woven together through the words, through the command of Jesus. We are connected by the Spirit of Christ. And we are gathered to worship in our diversity, in our uniqueness, in our agreements and our disagreements. We have been and are being woven together for the good of the kingdom of God. And in the short passage that we're going to reflect on this morning from Colossians 2, we're going to have a look at some of the context very, very quickly of that letter, because I think it makes a difference for how we read the passage. So in this letter, the Apostle Paul is writing, among other things, to address some false teaching that is entering into the church. And this teaching is one that communicates that you have to become a spiritual elite to gain entrance into heaven. And the path to that elitism was an extreme sense of self, almost flagellation or humility, abasement, that sort of thing. And this was basically saying that they didn't need Jesus in order to get into heaven. So that the process of becoming mature was about me being so, so humble and showing you all that how humble I am, and that was the way I would get myself into heaven. And this is some of the teaching that Paul is trying to counter in this letter. But isn't it true how often grains of truth are in things, in false teachings? Because I think this idea of humility is one that is extremely important for us in our Christian faith. It's certainly something we see in the life of Jesus. But we can't exclude him, of course, from that. It is about his work in our lives, through our lives, as individuals, as well as communities. So as you think about that false teaching that Paul is addressing, consider that as we read this passage. So from Colossians 2:2-4. And this is from the Message translation. And given the theme of the prayer and self-denial this week, you'll understand why they chose this particular verse. Verse 2, I want you woven into a tapestry of love, in touch with everything there is to know of God. Then you will have minds confident and at rest, focused on Christ, God's great mystery. All the richest treasures of wisdom and knowledge are embedded in that mystery. And nowhere else. And we've been shown the mystery. I'm telling you this because I don't want anyone leading you off on some wild goose chase after other so-called mysteries or the secret. In response to teaching that we can be self-sufficient, Paul reminds us that we are not. He points us back to Christ, God's great mystery. But this isn't an individual thing. It's not saying, hey, Stephen, focus on Christ and don't pretend you can do this on your own. It's a communal thing. It's about the body. It's about being united, woven into a tapestry of love, such a wonderful image. This tapestry that is made up of all of Christ's disciples. First in the local church that I am committed to, but then within the global church that we are a part of. And it's the global church that we are thinking primarily about for the next few weeks as we look at prayer and self-denial. We're thinking of our sisters, our brothers, in places that do not have the comfort that we experience in New Zealand. Our sisters, our brothers who have no ability to worship without the threat of persecution and death. Our sisters, our brothers, in places that do not even try to hide the modern-day slavery through human and sex trafficking that is commonplace. Our sisters, our brothers who are among those being killed for no other reason than hatred. If the invitation that Paul is offering in these verses is one that is becoming reality, we are being woven in together with those siblings in Christ into this tapestry of love, as well as this tapestry here at Wellington South. Now, the metaphor of a tapestry is an interesting one. I think you might be able to go to the next one, Fred. Maybe. Ah, next one, sorry. Yes, thank you. Now, I'm no weaver. That might come as a surprise. But I'm told that tapestries have two very different sides. The top side is the beautiful artwork. This is the side that is proudly displayed and highly sought after. The bottom side, however, if you flick to the next one, is not so pretty to look at. It's a bit hard to see. It's full of knots, loose threads, and has little obvious pattern. It's a bit of a mess. And in this year's appeal, NZBMS has likened the top side of the tapestry to the kingdom of God. God is the master weaver, and only God knows what the completed image is going to look like. We are simply the thread called to follow God's guiding hand. But the bottom side of the tapestry symbolizes that life is messy. The image is blurred and unclear. It's difficult to see beyond our own world, causing our understanding of God's ultimate plan to be out of focus. We make mistakes. We hurt each other and disobey God's instructions. Yet God uses that mess to weave beauty into the picture. So if I've understood anything from the practice of weaving a tapestry, it's that they're made up of many different threads. They bring together the different colors to make the image. In the diversity of those threads, they are brought together to make something beautiful. If the thread was all the same color, that'd be a pretty boring tapestry, I'm guessing. So it's precisely because of the diversity and the skill of the weaver that the beauty comes out. And this idea reminds me of one of Paul's other metaphors found in 1 Corinthians 12, which I've mentioned a number of times over this last year or so. Verses 21 to 26 says, "The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I don't need you,' and the head cannot say to the feet, 'I don't need you.' On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it." It's easy, I think, to go about our lives without thinking about the mess at times. It's easy to not think about those who are significantly less fortunate than we are. Out of sight, out of mind. It's easy to read words like, "If one part suffers, every part suffers with it," and nod in agreement. But even that is beyond our experience, I think, for most of the time. Our siblings in Christ around the world are often suffering, perhaps through oppression, discrimination, or persecution, or through a lack of basic needs, food, shelter, education. If I'm honest, I don't feel like I suffer because of their suffering, like the passage says. And yet I am and we are united to them by the Spirit of Christ. We are called to acknowledge their plight and serve them in whatever ways we can. For most of us, we have to figure out what that looks like from New Zealand. We have to ask ourselves how we can shape our lives to serve the people who need it most. Both our siblings in Christ and others who are still equally endowed with the image of God and who are just as much loved by God. The way we use our money is one way we can choose to support those who need it. This practice of self-denial that we will go through over these next weeks is a way of remembering that. What might you give up so funds would be available for this appeal this year? Could you put a target in place in order to motivate yourself to give a little more than you might normally? And of course, prayer is another way we can keep the suffering of those who are united to us in Christ on our hearts and our minds. If we keep bringing their stories to God in prayer, if we keep thinking of those who have been sent to work amongst them, if we keep ourselves informed about the plight of those who suffer around the world, I believe that we will be further shaped and more deeply woven into God's beautiful tapestry. But perhaps this all still feels a little bit too distant. Perhaps it's too hard to imagine connecting with people in horrific situations around the world. And so I finish briefly where I began. Can you go back to the photo, Fred? At our tapestry, our photo. I know not all of us are in it, but it does represent this church. So where is the suffering that you're aware of amongst this faith community? Where is division? Where is pain? Perhaps we can also use this time to consider how we can, in this community, continue to be woven into God's tapestry of love in all of our uniqueness, our agreements, our disagreements, our diversity. We are God's people, being woven into God's tapestry of love. How can we all participate in praying and denying ourselves for the sake of the kingdom of God, both here in Island Bay and in all of the world? We're going to have our reflection time. Let's see, now, so 10 minutes of reflection, as I said. It's going to start with the video from NZBMS. So it's a few minutes long to hear some of their thoughts from some of the missionaries overseas. But then, just use the time. There'll be some questions and some things that can prompt your reflection. You can light your prayer candles or write your prayers on the pegboard. Hi, darling. It's Banana. There's also, so for the young at heart amongst us, there are some prayer prompts. So like we've got up here for the pegboard, there are some things that might help kids to pray down the back. But that doesn't have to just be for the kids. Any of us might just want to pray. So if there's if you'd like to use a different kind of prayer prompt for the pegboard, there you go, darling. You're very welcome to. So, Fred, if we could have... Oh. There is a video, yes. Excuse us.
We are all individual, diverse threads who are being woven into a beautiful picture. In obedience, we as thread are called to follow the weaver's hand, being pulled in tight to others whose life journeys are also being woven into the masterpiece.
We've all come from really diverse backgrounds. My life and Lizzie's life couldn't have been more different to the lives of some of our ladies. Yet here we are in this place, running a business, being family for one another. We often say here that tuma jibone onek mullo ate, which means your life has a lot of value. And when someone is upset and threatens to leave or is going through a particularly tough time, they often just need to hear that we need you. We need you to be a part of this family. Without you here, our family wouldn't be whole.
We need you. Three simple words that can offer hope to the helpless, love to the rejected, and purpose for the lost. We need you to join with us in our mission, to stand united, and to reach out to those who are feeling broken and alone. The way that we think that you could encourage people to see where God is working is just to talk to other people and have conversations with them, see where they are at in their lives.
One of the things you may notice, and hopefully you'll notice, is that lots of people are very different to you. But the grand reality is that we all have Jesus in common, but yet Jesus allows us to all be very different with different personalities, different strengths, different skills. But yet God uses all of us, and we all work together for his good.
God does not call us to live in isolation. Instead, he is weaving us together, making use of our different skills and strengths to help him bring the beauty of the masterpiece to completion. Each thread is needed, and no single thread is more special than another. The true beauty comes from the combination of threads together. Many people are yet to know the hope and beauty that is found in Jesus. Please pray for us as we weave threads of hope and love amongst the communities we serve. Please give towards our work across Asia.
As you reflect in whatever way you choose to, you can also bring your offering if you would like to, just up into the box here. So, thank you. As we finish our reflection, for anyone to share anything that perhaps has been prompted, any thoughts or a question, anything, yeah, if anyone would like to share, it's a time to do that now.